ready.
Yes, sir, man. You already know what time it is. This is the DSA podcast. We are the Dirty South affiliates. I'm your boy, Shard. And as always, I got my player partner with me. Everybody's favorite country cuz, my boy, L Boogie.
Yes, law, country people, what's happening? You already know.
We put our powers together. We are the Dirty South affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? This is our podcast. This is the show. Welcome to it. Welcome back, I should say.
Wet titties.
Been a little pause we had to take because of life.
Nationese.
But we back at it, though. So, shit, let's jump right into it.
First, well, let's do it.
Let's say a big congratulations to all of the graduates of the year 2023.
Shout out.
Shout out to y'all.
And you made it.
Shout out to the parents of the graduates.
Yes, Lord.
Of 2023. Shout out to y'all, because without y'all, some of these niggas wouldn't have made
it. Boy, what you talking about?
Big up to y'all. I mean, I know I got one that just came out. Get that nigga a round of applause. So I got mine that came out. A couple, you know, some of our partners had the same. Got little youngsters that graduated, and now they entering the real
world.
Not MTV, nigga. We talking about the real
world. I'm talking about can't get no realer.
I'm telling you. So, welcome to life. I hope you learn some things along the way, but I'm just going to tell you now, everything you learn in school does not apply to shit
in life.
You about to go through in this new journey, because this shit is not a game. This is not, high school did not prepare me for
life
after high school.
Hell no.
I'm just going to be all the way 100 with you. But shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the people having graduated ceremonies to go to, parties, cookouts. And
I got me a freshman coming up in high school, bro.
Got you a freshman, bro. Got good luck.
Freshman in high school, bro.
Good luck, bro. I've been there twice, so. You
know, can you give your boy some pointers?
Once they hit high school, right, your traditional way of raising them goes out the window. You're dealing with a whole new
motherfucker. I already see that now.
That's a whole new motherfucker when they get to high school, bro. Like, they notice certain stuff. They start picking up on certain stuff. They turn into, I don't know what to call it. They morph into a whole other nigga. And that shit is something you gotta use.
From one nigga to another nigga, goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
It's an experience to get used to, but you know, you do your job as
in a way, bro. I'm kind of ready for it, though.
You do your job as a parent, you ain't got too much to worry about. It's just the normal shit. You know what I mean?
In a way, I'm kind of ready for it. Like, I know the normal shit gonna keep happening as far as around the house shit. But I know when you leave this house, you're gonna be on point.
Yeah, like, I'm
gonna make sure of that.
I was never worried about my older two when they got to high school because they've been raised. I know they've been raised right.
Right.
So once you kind of, you know, man, people know when they done raised their child. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get it. They know that they child might not seem like he listen, but
for the most part,
when folk talk
he or she get it.
When people talk to you about your child and they say nothing but good stuff, then you know you did what was right. You did.
Yeah.
So shout out.
I agree, look.
Yeah, that's the only advice I can give you, Jim.
So that means you had...
Be patient, my brother. Be patient.
You had pre-K graduates. You had kindergarten graduates. Then it moves up. You got fifth grade graduates.
I got a kindergarten graduate.
And then
right
you
now.
You got eighth grade graduates. Yep. Like what I just had today. Yep. And then you have 12th grade graduates. And then you have the seniors in college and the fifth year seniors. And then, so shout out to... Right. So shout out to all of y'all.
Sorry, my nephew just graduated from college.
Faux Valley.
Faux Valley. Getting into their real life and getting into their real estate.
That what he is?
That what he want to do. Get your uncle into a high, playboy. That's all I'm saying. Get your uncle into a high, playboy. Do that solid for me. I'm going to do my end. Do your end. And we going to get in.
That's it.
Besides that, man, it's This is always an interesting week.
Yeah,
because
it is.
It's always a lot going on. I was on my way over here to record this, and they are having a graduation night at the stadium. I don't know which school. Is it Griffin or Spalding?
Griffin High.
It's Griffin High.
Our alma mater.
See, it seemed weird to have a Thursday graduation.
Yeah, but you know, obviously it was on Friday night.
That's why when my son graduated on a Wednesday, it felt odd as shit. And then they pushed, it's supposed to start at 7:30. They pushed the shit back to 8 o'clock. It felt even weirder. It was just crazy. It was
night show.
It was great, though. They had fireworks and shit out there. It was great.
Yeah.
You feel a sense of accomplishment when one of yours go ahead and graduate.
That right.
So, but yeah, shout out to parents. It's about to be a wicked-ass summer, so I hope y'all niggas done tighten the fuck up, because they at home. Again. Shit. They at home. They is at home.
Oh, they about to get loose.
Oh, man, I ain't. Woo-hoo. I am not ready for the summer. I have not been
loose
ready for
and it. Free. I'm ready for it. Oh, damn it, I ain't gonna be around.
Man, I'm not.
My ass will be at work.
I'm not ready for the summer at all, dog. I'm actually
getting that bag.
I'm actually ready for
school to start back.
Nah, not so much start back, but
ready for the 4th of July. Let's just put it like that.
Like,
let's just put it like that. Ready for the 4th of July.
School ain't even let out, and I'm already like, shh. You gonna be at home.
Ooh, they got to go.
Luckily, I work at night, so.
Yeah.
I get to be gone, man. When I come home, everybody's sick.
Out.
But it's that now it's the summer, so hell, when I'm home, they home.
Yep.
When I'm up, they up.
Yep.
Shit. Put these niggas in summer camp.
Yep, pretty much.
Summer.
Got to find something for this boy to do.
Well, at least he got basketball. That's the summer event. Better keep him busy somewhat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he got this.
Yeah, but that ain't enough.
It never is.
Just gonna put that out there. That is not enough.
It never is.
No.
Let me ask you something as a parent, though. As a parent, how do you prepare yourself for summer break?
Damn, bro. Now that I think about it, I never have.
Like you think.
Like, even when
you,
I. Even
it's
when
not
I
that
was,
you have it, it's just you automatically are prepared.
Yeah, because even when I was in the school system working, like, I wasn't prepared. I was ready to see it. Don't get me wrong. I was like, hell yeah, shit. Need
like,
that
do you have
break.
To prepare yourself mentally to be like, okay. Well, see, it's just one, though. You took out one.
Yeah.
You took out one. So it's only one motherfucker that can bother you so many
and
times.
A very dependent one, too, because
he
pretty much... He almost at that point where he's doing everything on his own. Like,
yeah, but see, he still though. He at that 9th grade age, but he don't
want to
do everything by himself.
I know. And I'm gonna let him do it. Figure that shit out.
Man, I got these two. Little
I got your back, but you gonna figure that shit out.
I got these two little niggas. I don't know. How I don't know how the fuck they're gonna work. The nigga don't stop, bro. Like they don't. Like when they get up. And they niggas just like energize a bunch. They just keep going and going and going.
No one stop.
And they talk and they talk and they run and they run and they play and they play. I'm like, y'all niggas don't get tired. Like, when is you gonna stop eating, nigga? You been eating.
Bro, we were the same damn way.
I don't remember that. I don't remember being quiet like this.
Bro, we were lit the same damn way, bro.
You be like, damn, but these niggas eat from the time they get up.
It's time to go to bed.
It's time to go to bed. Like, yeah. How do you eat that much?
We did the same shit, bro.
I don't remember that. Now, I remember eating a lot of candy and shit.
Don't matter. They're eating. We eating something.
But see, I didn't spend as much time at home as kids do now.
Oh, true.
Like, I wasn't.
Yeah, it was different.
Summer
we
break,
was,
I am not at
yeah,
the
we,
house.
Yeah, that meant it's time for us to get outside.
Yeah, I'm
like,
not at the house.
And this shit start.
Unless I'm forced to.
This shit start early as 8, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Like 9, 10 o'clock.
we outside, and we will see you tonight.
The older I got,
throughout the day.
The older I got, by 10, I'm at the gym.
Yeah.
I was at the gym playing ball by 10 mm-hmm. o'clock. 10 about 1.
Yeah.
All day. But even when I was younger, there was no, I'm not staying in the house.
I'm finna go out this door.
What's going on in here? Everybody know I'm down.
I'm finna go out this door.
It's different now, though. It's totally different now.
It is.
Kids don't want to go out. As they go outside, but they don't spend as much time out there as we did.
Yeah.
Like, once we went outside, it was hard to get us back in that motherfucker. Like, you got to bargain with us.
Mm-hmm.
They go, hey, I'm finna go to McDonald's or something. You know, you got to goddamn negotiate with me to get me in the house.
Or threaten me.
Threaten me. But see, that's going to work regardless.
But get your little black ass in for
me. Threaten me though, because I already knew the rules though.
Like, facts. Now that kid, is true.
When I was a kid,
we already knew it was,
the rules still apply.
Hell yeah.
Through the week. You get away with a little more Friday and Saturday and Sunday during the summer, but Monday through Friday, fucking street light come on.
Your ass better be at least. It got it as you got a little older, it got to the point where you better be in this yard.
Or acknowledging that you're not going to be coming back at that
right.
time. You feel like my mom be like, hey, I'm wrong, picking up the phone.
Be a little late.
And just say, hey, I'm over here, sudden, sudden.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I knew the rules. But now you can't even get them niggas to go out there to break down rules.
Mine do.
Once again, all athletes get out of play. You know what I'm saying? But think if he was, how is he now? 14, 15?
Nah, he 13.
13?
He'll be 14 in July, so in 2 months.
Now, just think 10 years ago, that was him.
He'd still be outside.
But still, though, 10 years old, them niggas is needy. Them niggas need you for every fucking time. Like, you will not hear your name stop.
Daddy.
Take it. Even before I have a 10-year-old right now, I got 8 and 6. So they need every goddamn thing from you. Like, you gotta hear your name for every fucking thing.
Daddy.
I got to take a shit. Daddy. I need to get down the steps. Daddy. Mama, my stomach growled. Well, nigga, go get a Pop-Tart. So they need you for everything. Think about that.
But he said, Dad, I got to take his shit.
They need you for every fucking thing, bro. Like, you what?
Bro, real talk. My nigga came right to come and said, this shit only thing I get mad at.
Because that's a real emotion.
I like, I feel you, my nigga. They going to get this shit right.
That's a true ass emotion. If you ain't never woke up in the morning with your stomach on board, then you don't know where goddamn taking a shit is.
Hell no. Nah.
Shit ain't going because you think you got to just, but no.
Hell no.
I'm talking about that wake you up in the morning, like, oh, what is that? Am I a penis bursting or something? Like, you don't know what going on because you be like, the fuck is that? I ain't
never shit.
Feel like it's a midget in your stomach. Get ready to kick out that bitch. Like, I'm talking about that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't never had that, then you might not know what the fuck we talking about.
Oh, man.
But I'm pretty sure most people in America have that feeling. I wonder do that have to do with because you sleep?
No.
And your body is...
First of all... Let's just keep it a book. The shit we eat, we ain't supposed to be eating.
I know that, but I wonder why.
But then
that morning
when you, cause you be done ate late.
That shit that ain't real.
So instead of your body resting at night while you sleep, now your body digesting. Working. Yeah, it's digesting. So shit, when you get up in the morning, that's why you be having to pee and shit.
Hey, boy, I don't wish that on no man. Wake up in the morning and that shit. Like, soon as you get up and you sit on the edge of the bed and you be like, hey. Oh my damn, what is going on? Hey. River dancing. Hey. You do not want that.
They got them thick ass, what they call them, clogs.
Make a river dancing in your shit. You be like, what is going on? You don't know whether to go to the bathroom, put your clothes on. Hey. You don't know what you want to do.
Hey, got your ass all messed up.
But the minute you sit on that toilet.
Oh my God! Boy, that shit running, boy.
Goddamn world, you feel like a brand new person when you come out.
Damn booty hole turned into a faucet, boy. That big old running. What?
Yo, hey.
Shit.
You know what? That's why I don't drink. I don't drink.
Now I know where they got that all.
The way I used to.
That audio meme with that. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord. That's all you can tell yourself. And you be in the bathroom praying to Jesus, telling you ain't gonna do that no more. I ain't never drink or eat that shit ever again, Lord. Telling me, you on the toilet praying like you about to die, but really, you just use the bathroom. Just let it happen. It gonna happen, but it don't feel
good. You just gotta flow with it. You just gotta try to flow with it.
It don't feel good. Like,
oh, shit.
That shit used to happen to me when we were younger. When we used to drink a lot.
You remember we went through a period, young.
Everybody. We going on 41 this year. So.
Hey, man, you might ask you to tell everybody.
Shit, they can go look up
that
shit. They can
look up that. Why the man out here telling my business? Though? What's going on?
Hey, shit, nigga. We follow this time. And when you drink now, it ain't like it.
Hell no, at 20 something.
You can't drink that shit like
no, that, you cannot. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why I switched to wine.
Oh, yeah, wine is great. Like,
and
wine,
like what I'm drinking now, I'm drinking a.
I think she got some sangria.
Shout out to Mike's, but I'm drinking the Mike's Zero Sugar.
She got like some sangria or some shit.
Yeah, sangria would be busting. Shit be
busting. I got like some hard. She got some good. I got some hard shit. I got some.
Man, do the
I got some Grey Goose. I had a big ass bottle. Shout out my brother-in-law Chuck. Man. He gave me a big ass bottle of Grey Goose. A big ass bottle.
That now, big bottle.
Hey, bro, I done put a real ass dent in that one.
Still got some. Yeah, that one big bottle.
I be drinking, but see, I don't drink it like I used to, though. I make sure whatever I'm drinking, that shit sweet as candy. You feel me? So it ain't a whole lot. It's enough liquor in there where you taste it. And you feel it. But it's a lot sweeter. It ain't.
Yeah.
You know, back in our youth, we was shots.
That hard shit. Real talk. Like, a lot of people don't believe when I be telling them. Like, man, there was a time where I would be going to the bus stop with a shot of gin in the cup.
See, I couldn't drink anymore. That shit is just fucking crazy.
Oh, a shot of Hennessy in the cup.
I can't do that.
Well, you know.
I'm a night drinker.
I be done had a good ass breakfast, so.
Yeah, see, I'm a night drinker. I can drink at night and the evening.
But say he a night drinker.
But in the morning, but I slap a father.
Nigga, it's nighttime, goddamn.
Yeah, I'm a night drinker. I can drink at night because I'm up and I'm alert at night. In the day, I ain't worth shit.
That is true. That
I
like,
not worth shit in the day.
When we hit by 15, 16, 17, 18, but it's joking here, boy.
Yeah, I'm
a night crawler.
I'm a night person. I still am a night person. Why I work at night. It's the reason why I like working at night, because that's when I'm at my most attentive, is at night. During the day, I ain't hit no shit. I was off all day today. My wife sent me to go do laundry, and I came home then fold shit. That shit. I told her before I came here, I said, just leave that shit or put it in here. I will get all of it over my head back. It's nighttime. I'm up. I ain't got nothing to do. I'm off tomorrow. So I'm like, I got you. When you wake up in the morning,
it's gonna be put up.
It's gonna be gone. I promise you. I have nothing but attention right now. You feel? I am all the way live right now.
Oh, man.
I'm just not a day person. Some people day drink.
Yeah.
But I can day drink on a weekend, but it still got to be like afternoon.
I can whenever drink.
It got to be afternoon. Like after 12. I'm good to go after 12.
I get up in the morning. Hey, but I'm going to tell you what did it for me when I went to Jamaica, bro. Shout out to Jamaica. When I went to Jamaica.
So when you go on vacation,
that's what I'm saying.
You gotta drink all day.
Bro, I was up 8 o'clock in the morning, the bar was open.
Yeah, you
supposed to. I'm like, let's do it. I got to have something.
Yeah, you supposed to do that.
What?
When you're on vacation, then one time, so I feel like you're supposed to just.
If drink. I do, like, if I do drink early, but it's going to be something like sweet or like a frozen.
I was gonna say, if I'm going to drink early, it got to be
like a frozen drink or wine. Yeah, or some wine, some shit. Like
I can do shit. I can't do hard liquor.
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
I've tried.
Can't do that shit.
It does not work, bro. Nah. It just made me sleep.
It'd be some good sweet wine or some type of frozen.
Back in our day, we were drinking.
Drinking like a motherfucker, bro.
I don't know. I've never been a drinker until, like, we got into that certain part of our life where we were just like, you know what? Fuck it. I can buy it. I might as well drink it. And we really went.
We really did that shit, though, bro.
And we overdid it a little bit. Why are we on the subject of drinking?
How many of y'all remember growing up with your partners and going through and getting it in like that?
You overdid it a little bit.
Oh, but we did some shit.
What's your worst drinking moment? At any point in your life, what was your worst drinking moment? Had that many? You can't even think of
it. Nah, bro. I ain't had that many, bro. Because I've never pushed myself. Well, I was in school, college. I had one in college, bro.
That's not you, thank God, wasn't it?
I
ain't
never
this.
Yeah. Got drunk and shit. But one thing I can say,
we all had it.
I've never called Earl off of drinking.
Oh, I can't say that.
But I've called that shit off of goddamn smoking.
I think I did it once.
I did that shit like 3-4 times.
I think I did that shit.
I
think.
But I was so geek.
I'm trying to think. I remember smoking.
Now, who's done that?
I was with me, Stan B. We was at Big Y. And we was just smoking. And I threw up that day. The first and last time I ever threw up while I smoked weed. I ain't never did it. But drinking? Don't take it on for me. It do not take long before I'm going to throw up on every goddamn thing in here. If I take too many. That's why I live what I
drink. Now, drinking and smoking, I've done it. I threw up like that.
Like, I usually limit myself.
Club Crump. I'm good. Bro, pull over, bro.
Y'all niggas.
Like, huh? Like, bro, pull. Nah, you gotta pull over now.
Y'all niggas drunk enough. Fun, nigga.
Hennessy and Sprite me.
Nigga wants you to pull up 75. Nigga talking about pull over, bro. What? Man, you gotta wait till we get on turn.
Bro, you gotta pull this nigga shit over, bro.
75.
Pull it over on the edge of the shoulder.
Yeah. Now, see, I ain't never. Yeah, I have.
Hennessy and Sprite me.
But you know what? That's why I'm.
Y'all ain't never had Hennessy and Sprite. Y'all need to try
that's
that.
That's a classic drink.
Yeah.
But that's why I monitor myself the way I do whenever we drink, though. Like, if you notice, I'm like that now, drink, bro. I'm going to have one.
One good one.
And then I'm like.
And then I may get one more.
It depends on how strong the drink is.
Right.
Is if I get another one.
Right. But I ain't going past it, too.
Nah. Like when we was
unless I'm not there. Driving. If I ain't driving, I may get three or four. But
the night we had at Dave and Buster, I think I had 2 drinks that night.
Yeah.
That was it. I had one when we were having our food.
And then another thing I
and
do
I
too.
I had a second one, that was it.
In between, like, while I'm drinking my drink, I'm drinking water.
I was gonna
say,
I drink a lot
at the same time. I drank a lot of water, so ain't really.
So you said the crow. Well, Dave, you never did answer the question though. What was your night? Your worst night?
I was in college, and but we had all kind of sick packs. Bud Ice, Bud Light.
You
had all kind of, but had a gang of them bitches. But then we had liquor too.
That'd be the killer. Nigga, start out drinking Bill.
Yeah.
Then you graduate to the
then you get to that level.
So that shit had worst.
Bro, that
night.
Shit had.
You remember what you were drinking?
So throw. I was on.
You remember this back in the world?
Yeah, because this at that time I was on the brown.
Hold on, what year it was?
This was. See, I was in. Hey, so this was my second year.
So we talking about 05,
06? Oh, this was my second year. So this was 02, 03.
03?
02, 03, my second year. Because, you know, I left 2001.
Yeah.
02, 03, 03. I left 2000. My freshman year was 2001. Because, you know, I remember I stayed at home for a year.
Was a nigga drinking around that time? We drinking.
You know, we was on the brown, we was on the Hennessy, the E&J. If we was on the white, we was on the Grey Goose.
Grey Goose.
And pretty much the Grey Goose, though, to be honest with
you.
Yeah. We ain't really do too. Yeah. A lot of Grey Goose. If we did white.
It was a lot of Hennessy, a lot of Kanye.
So I'm still on that.
Yeah, it was a lot of that.
And I had that night, I had Hennessy and I had
E&J. Shit, you trying to goddamn kill yourself, honey. It was
smart. Like, they was doing, like, what they call bottle cap shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, after you get through so many of them, is you that shit got down.
It seemed like it's fun.
Yeah, so that's why.
15 of them.
What?
And now you drunk.
Drunk as hell.
And you looking at it like it looks. But
when I tell you, I laid down on the bed.
That was fucked up with.
Nah, I was fine until I opened my eyes. Looked up at the ceiling and that bitch went to turning. boy. I was like, oh shit, here we go.
Why the fuck do you all of a sudden be the fastest goddamn arrow? Like, this shit better
than this shit take off like a motherfucker, bro. I was like, oh shit, here we go. I got to get my ass up. But it took me.
I'm trying to think.
Took everything in me to try to get back up, bro.
I'm trying to think what was my worst night. I had a couple. I had a couple where I was just like, this shit is not worth it. You feel me?
Now, I can say me and my wife done had one sitting at home. But we ain't have shit else to do the next day, so.
If me and Shay drinking, I can be the more sober person and let her. If she want to have drinks and enjoy, so I can be like, okay.
I ain't gonna even lie, shout out to Sid, man. I like to see Sid when she drunk, because she gets silly head.
Silly.
She,
like, one of us.
And she had the same way mine is.
One of us
got to
be sober somewhat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just so you can drive.
I see we in the same boat there. Yeah, we like, function
we
the same way.
For something to eat. One of us got to be the motherfucker.
We function in the same way, yep.
So.
We let them do more of the drinking.
I know I have a good time. We at home though. I get drunk with it.
Yeah.
Even at home, I monetize.
Shh. But one night we got plaster.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I done programmed this shit in my head to do that now.
About 3 spliffs in.
But I ain't no normal drinker though. So I ain't never just sat there to drink to get drunk.
That night I did.
I done drank the guy that get
the booze.
I drank the guy grunk. Yeah, when you
said
it like that, it sounded like you drank the guy. I drank the guy drunk.
Yeah. Nah, I drank the guy grunk.
Yeah. See, I ain't
never drank. Younger days. But I was, again, like I said, I was at home. I ain't
had
nowhere to go.
I had a couple days like that. Like that night we went to the little part out there, the music studio. What year was that? That had to be like 2000.
Music studio.
I had a local girl in the room.
Oh,
it had to be like 2000.
Yeah.
Fresh out of high school.
Yeah. 2000,
2001. Oh, shit. And you know what?
I remember, that was the year I stayed home.
I remember that was like 2000,
2001. Yeah,
2000, 2001. I remember the nigga was rapping and nigga pulled me up on the stage and I was just like, oh. Cause I was trying to get to the bottle. It was a big ass bottle of gin, and I was like, "Dick, them niggas trying to pay the mic." So it's like everybody rapping, and they were like, "So they pulled me up on stage, threw a champagne on stage," and I was just like, "Damn, I just really want that bottle." It like we out in the crowd, we having a good time, and I'm watching the bottle. Right, once it touched somebody's hand, that I'm super familiar and comfortable with. Now I'm like, hey, give me that. I
let me get some of that drink. I got the cup. I'm just gonna pour my shit in here.
So I refuse. I remember that night. I do remember like the mic was coming, and I was like, fuck that shit. The mic coming this way. I'm trying to scoot over this way and get to the bottle. And I remember I got to the bottle and drank too much from the bottle. I pulled a big ass cup of that shit. Well, you know what? I was drunk. That was the first and last time I drank gin. Not first, but it was the last goddamn time I drank
Drinking gin.
Seagram gin. That was the last time I drank it. 2001. Because oh, I remember we went to McDonald's and I never ate my food.
That last time I drank gin was like 1999. Woohoo! Listen to that shit.
What?
1999.
Told you, we are father one this year. I told you, we are father one this
year. Two niggas who was born in the
1900s. 1900. The year of our Lord, 1982.
Yeah,
we old.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm drinking some Seagram gin.
Big up to the good Lord for letting us see 2023. Yeah, go ahead and put that out there. 1982.
Yeah, 2001, that was a rough one with some alcohol. I tell you, another rough night. Shot Jermaine JBZ.
Oh my God.
That was a rough night with alcohol. Oh. I don't know what the fuck I drank that night though, bro.
Oh my God.
I honestly do not know what I drank.
Oh, shout out to D Block. You did it. If you know, you know.
Some people get drunk and it's just like the best time you ever had in your life. Dead ass.
And that was that nigga, bro.
That definitely one of them times. That was like the best shit I ever seen in my life.
Oh my God. But this nigga got out the car. Well, fell out the car and blamed somebody else that was nowhere. Nowhere near his ass.
He stepped out that door like he was in a Ford, a Tonka truck. You know how you got to step out and find the bar? Stay on. Yeah. Nigga stepped out that bitch looking for the bar. We were in. What car we was in that night?
Big. We was in big car. And all he had was a, what was it? Like a Buick? Basically, it was like a sedan. Basically.
It was a Mountaineer.
Nah, we wasn't in the SUV.
Went in the Mountain.
No, you know, that gray car.
The gray.
The Buick.
Yeah. Damn,
so. Made like a sedan in that time.
It was a Buick sedan.
Yeah.
I want to say it was like a Cutlass model.
Yeah.
Not the Cutlass you're thinking about.
Yeah, the other. That's all you can look. That's all you can do to describe it. No, the other
one.
What
you thinking about? The other one.
Not the known Cutlass.
Not the two-door.
With the T's and all that. No. It's the other Cutlass. This is the ooh, I got it. This is the suburb Cutlass.
Yeah. I don't even think it was a Cutlass, though. I don't know, but I know it was like a sedan.
They been running, bro. It was, bro.
But yeah, I'm sorry, my boy D-Bot. My boy got out the car. I'm drunk, just
drunk. Man, just blame the motherfucker for no reason.
Man, I watched him. I was even sitting right there. When he stepped out, that nigga stepped out like he was getting out of a truck. And his foot was looking for the
ball. But here's the crazy part.
And I was like,
he did. Look, but here's the crazy part. He did what somebody else watching him would do.
He did. But you know what?
The sound and shit he said, did and said, they would do that shit watching him slipping and falling. He doing that shit on his damn self.
But you know what? We'll find out. You understand? You remember the movie Die Hard? You remember Die Hard?
Do I?
You remember at the end, right, where he dropped Hans Gruber over? Was it Hans? Was the motherfucker named Hans? I can't remember, but I remember the dude, the bad guy from the first. You remember when he dropped that nigga off the building, right? And that nigga was looking up, and that nigga reaching like this. That's exactly the look that nigga gave me getting out of a fucking Buick Cutlass trying to step on the ground. Like he was just falling for dear life. And I was like, niggas, let's step on
just
the ground.
Just put your foot down, nigga.
That nigga stepped on the ground.
Put your foot down.
And decided to put the rest of his body on the ground. See, that's when you drunk. That's when you just can't function. But see, that be the best shit up. That shit be the funniest shit I ever seen in my life, bro.
Yeah.
I've been around some funny drunk stuff. Like, for real. Shit that had you crying.
I can agree to that.
It would have you crying, laughing.
I can agree to that.
The shit I've seen people do while they were drunk.
Yeah.
And it just be silly shit. And I'm like, what's it? That's how they make a motherfucker just goofy.
Goofy than a motherfucker.
Like, goofy shit.
Like, bro, what the hell is wrong with you, bro?
Like, I seen motherfuckers fall. I've seen niggas just blatantly snitch on a nigga ass. I seen that shit. Even like Corey Man did that shit. Sorry, Corey Man. He been on the show. We gotta get my boy back on here to talk shit. But
C-Man was on what? Very shit. First episode, wasn't it?
Second
episode.
Shout out C-Man, gotta get him back on, but he did that
season
shit.
One, episode
he did that
two.
Shit one night at Waffle House. You remember that after Halloween?
Oh, yeah. A
person that we all know came into Waffle House, and by that time, we were all already just sitting waiting on food.
Yeah.
And we had them went to two parties.
Yeah.
And we were like, fuck it, let's go get something to eat. We done been drinking, we done been partying, and in walks this person we all know. And for some reason, C-Man decided to just stand up and said, lock
this nigga up.
He said weed. I like the fuck. But you know what? Well, crazy, everybody in the Waffle House was drunk. And it's just like the biggest laughter.
Came. Everybody
like,
started.
Everybody was just like wasted.
Like even the people that wasn't even with her, bro.
They couldn't help it because he was live.
And they knew he was drunk.
The moment that nigga walked in the door, it was on go. And see them moments right there? Then see.
And just imagine we had
camera phones. Why we could have phones that we have now.
Because we did too much shit, bro. I'm just going to leave it like that. I'm just going to leave it like that. We did too much shit. All of it.
Because I remember.
Would record every bit of it.
I remember Sims having a camcorder.
Yeah.
And we used to just walk around the neighborhood and just film
ourselves. Yeah, record. Yep.
Just doing shit. Right.
Yep.
But, yeah, them drunken days is over for me. I can't get that drunk. Now, I'm with you, though. When we go on for a vacation, I will drink all day.
Bro, is it me or do you have? But peep this though, is it me or do you have the biggest damn tolerance of alcohol when you go on vacation?
Because you got less responsibility.
You're like you can drink all damn day, bro.
The kids,
you don't even get drunk, bro. Like you just buzz all day.
You just happy.
Like you feel me?
Niggas is just happy you can tolerate more shit. When you got shit on your back, when you got pressure on your back, you ain't happy. You get drunk, you get depressed, you start crying, you go to sleep.
Oh, shit.
But when you happy, right?
Yeah.
Hey, sky's the limit, baby. Hey, just drink all day. And you can party, you feel good. Your legs and knees and shit don't hurt when you try to get up. You got no pressure on you. When you happy, everything is better. Weed hit different when you happy. Alcohol damn sure hit different when you happy. Like last time me and my wife got away together, we drank more on times then because there's no kids with us. We ain't got shit to do when we wake up in the morning but enjoy this beautiful ass hotel room and the bar.
Pretty much.
Might as well go for it. You feel?
Yeah.
But I am with you. I'm drinking all day on vacation. That sounds like my next endeavor. Which might be my birthday.
Yeah, I got to get into that.
Yeah, that might be my next. It might be my, because I think we're going to stay away from home for my birthday.
Uh-oh.
Just because, like, I won't be up there anyway. So I like, I will stay up there in the city.
That right.
Just catch some Uber.
That right.
We ain't got to goddamn drive until the time to come home.
Yeah.
Hotel, keep your shit in the damn parking bay as long as you check in. You ain't got to move that guy.
That right.
That's my plan for my birthday. That's what I want to do.
Ain't got damn. Stay my black ass at home after I get out of work.
You know what? Sometimes that's a bit.
You feel
Sometimes
me?
Sometimes that's a bit.
She trying to make me do something, so.
You know what crazy though? I am turning into a middle-aged man who just don't want to go do shit no more. And I'm okay with it. I used to love to go do shit. Now I'll be like, I don't even want to go. I just don't. It ain't that I'm.
If it ain't vacaying, bruh.
I'm gonna go home tonight and go play Grand Theft Auto, my nigga. I'm
See, I need home. To get back on that.
That's what I do. When the children are asleep, if I ain't working and everybody's asleep, I don't do it. That's my one time in the day. It might not, out of 7 days out of the week, I might get one night now where I can just play the game. Be the happiest motherfucker on the planet because I'm high.
Yeah.
TV is all me. Playing the game, that's when I'm in my state of tranquility.
Mm-hmm.
You feel?
They don't understand that part. But we need that.
But I have, unless my wife wanna go out. If my wife wanna go out, I'm always with it. Cause she's the person that don't usually like go.
That's always a good look, that's always a good time though.
Yeah, she says shit.
When y'all, you know, when y'all two can just get out and just it's just y'all. Yeah, they seem like that's when they get silly the most.
Well, them be the bedtime.
You see all that damn weird ass personality.
I tell you the bed date night.
Love that shit.
The bed date night is the impromptu.
Boy, what you talking about?
Like the ones you wouldn't expect.
I love them.
Like, that'd be the bed date. Like we get it every now and then. Like the kids, that might be like they want to go with their grandma house. Like, and I'm thinking nothing of it and being like, you call your grandma. She said, you know, well, drop them off. And now we sitting at the car and we just like,
no way, let's go do something real quick.
Let's go grab something to eat real quick.
That's it, yep.
Go sit at the bar, have a margarita. Yep. Before you know, we're going to
have a whole day.
Go to a moving airline.
Yep, boy, we'll be the same way, boy. Boy, them
the ones that you plan don't really, maybe all right.
Man, we went to, they call it Round One, up in the A, inside of, shout out to Cumberland Mall, man.
I saw it.
Inside of Cumberland Mall, bro.
That was going to be one of my choices in my birthday, but I'd rather go to Top Golf.
Yeah.
But that was, it was like,
it's pretty off, dope, bro.
Round One and Drip.
Yeah, it's like, pretty dope. We actually went for our anniversary. And she, you know, we both were like, we want to do something different, you know. So we ended up doing that, spending the day up there, cheap.
Shit, see, that's what I'm into, though. I'm into having those.
Yeah, that shit was dope.
Sometimes we're like, I get going to some of the lounges and shit.
Yeah.
But I hate free arcade. I hate to sound like I'm just an old ass man. But, fuck, I'm at the point now, right, where I want to, like, celebrate birthday, like, my birthday, my wife's birthday, kid, any birthday like that, I want to celebrate with my people now. But I want to be somewhere where I can interact with my person.
Yeah. Like,
if I can't hear you,
yeah,
and you sitting right next to me, I'm like, hey, cool. But I'm like, you know what, I ain't even in that space. Mm-hmm. I'd rather go somewhere where I can interact.
Well, we all can just enjoy each other and talk. Yeah.
Shit like that. That's what I want. That's what I'm into. That's why when she said, you know, what you want to do for your birthday, I was like, I ain't never been to talk off. I like, I want to go talk off and see if my people want to go because we in a setting where we can all socialize and talk and drink and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I just ain't. A lounge is cool, but if I go to a lounge, it got to be something like a jazz spot or something with the music a little bit softer.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I want to be able to talk to people. I want to be able to talk to my wife. I'm telling them my wife, she's talking about, huh? Huh? We sound like Lil Jon Eastside was.
Yeah!
What? What? Okay. Okay!
by like when we went to what was that?
Fannin Feathers. Dope spot though.
Dope ass spot.
I got a problem with they ass though.
But you gotta be up, you got to be up in their ear talking to them.
Right now I'm internally beefing with Fannin Feathers.
Oh no.
They don't know what it
is. Oh, damn.
I'm beefing.
Yeah. It's deep.
Like we went over there like for a birthday for one of my sister-in-laws, and they were like, ID required to come in, right? So I'm like, damn, I left my ID at the high. So I'm like, I drove all the way up, ain't got no eyes on that. I'm like, boom. Now, the security guard need to step out, right? He got his hand on his goddamn little vest. He said, like, and then when the shit went south for me, when the nigga said, look here, this how it gonna go. Give me $20, give me $20 to get in, that's the only way you gonna get in. I like, you know what, now, if you'd have stepped to me differently, I'd have slid you $20.
Yeah.
If you'd have just poked your head, I'd be like, hey, dog, I can't let you in without ID, but just slide some, I can get y'all in. You feel me? I'd be facts. Like, bet, you feel me? But
yeah.
Like, he stepped out the door and just, like, he, like, directly in front of me. So I'm just like,
yeah.
Look, you know, that's how it gonna go. Slide me $20 or ain't that. I'm like, well, shit, ain't nothing. I can go Longhorns and sit down and get a drink without a goddamn ID. Hey, what are you talking about?
Okay.
If you just step, poke your head out and be like, hey, dog, I can't let you in without ID. Yeah. Just talk to him, and I'd be like, bet, bro. And I'm going to order an extra drink or whatever. I'm going to tip my wife, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But, yeah, he stepped out real cocky. And, like, he said, I'm just like, bro, first of all, back up. You know what I'm saying?
Calm down.
Two goddamn calls to him. And I would have gave you $20, but this is just how he stepped to him. And I was just like, you know what, fuck this shit. Me and my old lady went somewhere else and had drinks and food. And we had a good time. You know, but Fannin Feathers by far is still a good spot. I encourage people to go enjoy themselves. But yeah, I wasn't going to give the 20 for being an asshole. I'd have gave the 20 regardless if you just like, hey, man. Just normal step to a nigga.
I don't understand why they got to be an asshole about it, bro. Like, we already know what it is.
Yeah, I was like, I just
we know you gonna, we know you're going to do some kind of tax. And so,
yeah, like, so I'm just
you
like,
ain't got to come out with the cocky attitude. Like,
yeah, that's the only problem I have. Other than that, I ain't
just got, keep it a ball, you know what I'm saying?
Other than that, I ain't got no problem with them. But you're right. The inside of that place is like that. It's a it's nice.
Yeah.
But it's loud, bro. Like, sitting right next to a motherfucker, I couldn't hear a goddamn thing that was being said, bro. I ain't hear shit nobody was saying until we stepped outside that motherfucker. And I believe that's why we stood out there so long, because we could finally hear each other. Because we couldn't hear shit. We went on to the next spot I got told tonight. But, yeah, see, I can do places like that if it's toned down.
Yeah.
If you tone down a little bit, I've been to spots like they got spots like this in the A that play live music. And
yeah, see, I'm I like shit like that because I'm big on peace and energy now. Like
live music, I need that. That's
it, bro. You got me. I'm locked in. I'm locked in.
I went to a long time ago. I don't even think that shit. That shit called Twop.
Yeah.
And that shit was the dopest shit I ever been to in my life. I was just like, y'all, I didn't even order no food. I'm like, meet Kimo Stanby. Me and Stanby sat back and just ordered Coronas the whole night. They had like this big ass space in there with wall cut out, and you had the perfect view of downtown Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I was like, y'all, I'm like, bro, I can sit right here and drink beer. And I'm not a big beer drinker.
Sweet Jesus.
I ain't a big beer drinker, but I could have sat there and drunk Coronas
all day,
all night, bro. And just looked at that view and just, I like they had live music playing, like live, like slow R&B and jazz and shit like that. They say the food was busting. I was just there because somebody we pulled up on the spot. Kimo somebody and that he knew, and we pulled up on the spot. We were supposed to let the valet park. We skipped all of that shit and just paused. We weren't even supposed to be in the parking spot. We just paused.
Nah, we're gonna go on and get right here.
But it was like that type of joint though. Like when you like We parted the red Cherokee. What year that G was? Like a 95?
I think so.
96. Some shit like that. The chemo ass. Like a, we parted that, but
the
what we parking to, bro, what we parking that to, it's just like Jaguar, BMW, Benz, Corvette, Jaguar, BMW. It's just like, then you get to us, red Jeep Cherokee. Hey, we were fresh as shit, though.
You could the red Jeep Cherokee.
Hey, we was more monster Beamers and the Benzes. You feel me? That spot was the dopest. I had
ain't that wrong with it, shit.
What's another? They got other spots like that, you know? I know what? They do. I just haven't been in them.
Got a bunch of them.
See, I don't think I want to do nothing go shit like that in a sports ball. I like a good sports ball.
The sports ball would be the shit to me.
Huh?
The sports ball would be the shit to me. Especially when it's a good game going on.
I love that. I used to. I haven't been there in a long time, but I used to love that Hooters in downtown. Peachtree Street. I used to love that fucking Hooters. That's a fly ass Hooters, bro. It's a regular ass Hooters. It's just the ambiance and shit. All the fucking TVs, like sit here and eat some fire wings and just watch the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Twin Peaks shit.
Yeah,
like that.
Twin Peaks and shit.
See, shit like that I'm always in for. Always. But anyway. I'm always in to go on some shit like that. I'm about like more peaceful nights and shit.
Yeah, man. I'm big on peace, man. Like, ain't with all that. Cause my thing is, I'm not scared of the trouble and this shit. I'm just scared of what I may do to the trouble and this shit.
I mean, I ain't scared of trouble everywhere.
Right.
I'd rather not be around the trouble.
I'm scared of my reactions. So, I'd rather just be around peace, happiness, and good vibes, good people, good music.
Good drinks.
Good drinks. Good smoke. Just go ahead and put that out there.
Well...
I mean,
you know what though? We've been planning a lot for the DSA podcast, and I got a feeling that we're gonna bring a lot of that we just talked about to this new season.
Absolutely.
Of the DSA podcast, a whole new ambiance, a feeling, a
season
vibe.
Four.
Good. We're gonna bring good food. Drink and conversation.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm working on some shit with some food. Because we're going to be hitting you with the live videos soon.
Mm.
So, I'm planning on maybe me and we'll talk about it. We can't give the secrets away while we recording right now. But we going to just know we got different types of shows in the work and different types of shit going on. Just know that.
That god damn, I thought this nigga had done took the night off.
Well, you know what that means. That means it's time to shut the fuck up.
That nigga came out of nowhere. Damn. Nigga, where was you at? You like, you late. Why you blowing that damn horn over there? Shit.
That many time for us to shut the fuck up. y'all know what it
is. Can't stand that nigga, bro.
Huh?
I couldn't stand that nigga, bro.
It's not the weakest air horn ever.
Sick of his ass.
But he be blowing that.
He be blowing the hell out of it. Play the music. Shit.
Y'all know what time it is, man. We at the point of the show. We
yes, Lord, we eels.
Wrap this shit up.
Wet to the nipples.
Heard the horn. It's time to
ask your kneecaps.
So, at this point, man, we're going
to jump to these
social medias and all that shit.
I ain't nowhere.
You know, you can find us at the DSA podcast on Instagram. I had to delete my Twitter.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's just too much going on. There's too much going on. That shit dangerous for your mental. See all that ass like
that.
It's just not safe.
Whole goddamn porn site.
So I was just like, it just got too much. Like, I only use Twitter to see like certain news things that go on in sports, music. That's why I get a lot of shit from Twitter. But now it's just, I just deleted the whole goddamn round. I was like, this is Pornhub.
Yeah.
That's all it is now. I'm like, I can't even get the fucking... trying to find out what's going on with Ja Morant. You showing me the bitch fucking I am looking for Ja Morant. I see that me on this motherfucker. Busting it over.
Titties.
So I was like, nah, I had to delete Twitter. But find us at DDSA Podcast on Instagram. Showsboy82 on Instagram. Go follow the brand at BrilliantIgnorance.com and find it on BrillXIgno. We got a whole new line coming out with new design, new features, new everything. We working hard on it, man.
Shit.
Summer. A little bit of summer. More of the winter, but it's a little bit of summer. But check all that out. 10-week Florida, cool.
Yes, loud, man. You already know what's happening, man. You can't find me nowhere. Shit. Fuck it.
Man, you started this shit out like you was going to tell. You know what? I'm sitting here drinking that shit, and I be like, it got the salted margarita shit kind of down pat for it not to have no sugar.
Zero sugar, baby. But you can find me at Your Country Cousin, man, IG. You can find me at my Twitter porn site at LBoogie82.
That should be dangerous.
Well, what?
But,
I ain't nowhere else.
Hey, as always, man.
Yes, Lord.
Keep listening to the podcast. You can find us on any podcast and streaming place where you stream and listen to your podcast. You can expect to see us get ready for live videos, especially Instagram Instagram
YouTube.
We're going live. I'm not sure how this live thing is going to go.
But we're going on YouTube.
We're going to give it a
YouTube
shot. If you know somebody, if you interested YouTube in the show and you know somebody that you think might like it, put them on the show and tell them to find somebody that they know and think might like it and put them on the show. And y'all hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to. Hit the notification buttons on whatever platform you're listening to so you can be notified. Whether you're on Spotify or Apple or Podcast.
Anchor.
You can hit the notification button and you will be notified.
Spotify.
To Spotify for podcasts. That's the new platform.
Distributes
the podcast. So shout out to Spotify. Make sure y'all go listen to Spotify. Subscribe. You can get the free version of Spotify and listen to the DSA part. You don't have to pay. Is Spotify still free?
Spotify.
I think you have to deal with the ads and all, but
you can pay for all that to go away, but you know how that goes.
But the free version Spotify. Is just Spotify. So hit us up on that, man. Y'all know what it is. This
hit
is
on DSA Spotify
podcast.
Yes, Lord.
And we are out.
Hi.